Turn with us to Matthew chapter 10. We want to read one verse of scripture tonight. Amen. A few weeks ago, we were riding down Interstate 81 going to camp meeting at Richlands, and we'd been up late the night before, so I'd asked the wife if she'd drive, and I took a nap. Amen. It's good to have a wife that can drive. But while I was napping, I just kind of rallied a little, and this scripture come to my mind, and I sat up in the car and opened the Bible laying in the front seat to this verse of scripture. And I'd like to share with you tonight for just a little while. And I feel like the Lord would help us as we are laborers together in the work of God. Amen. One verse of scripture in Matthew chapter 10 tonight. One verse, verse 16. Amen. Before we read this, I want it understood. Start with. I'm not a snake handler.
All right.
Hallelujah. Now, I have handled a few with a very, very, very long, long, long hoe handle. Amen. Or double barrel shotgun, whichever is the closest. But I want that understood, but we do want to talk tonight for a little while about serpents and doves. Amen. I feel like that there's a great lesson here to be learned from what the Lord told us. Now, I want us to notice who's doing the talking here. Amen. It's none other than the Lord himself. And so, verse 16 said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Amen. Hallelujah. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I have quoted this verse of scripture probably as much as in the rest of you, the good brethren, have. And some of y'all probably preached from it. I've never preached from it before this scripture was brought to my attention, riding down Interstate 81. But I do feel like that the Lord was trying to tell us something. Amen. And sometimes we take verses of scripture for granted for so long. Amen. And we live by the principles of the Bible and what it teaches without ever really understanding what it has said to us. Amen. And I think that probably if the Lord will help us tonight, let's take this verse and see what God has to say to us. Amen. We are living in 1984. No generation has ever lived to see times as what we are experiencing now. This is the most critical. This is the most difficult. And in the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, perilous times, never has been such a time as what they are now. Amen. And we need to understand what Jesus meant when he said to be wise as serpents. Amen. Now, there's something you'll learn in these four nights. It takes me a while to get started. Amen. I wish, I envy some of our good brothers. We got some great preachers in our part of the country. I mean, they can be in high gear at the drop of your hat. I mean, they're gone. Amen. I had to jump up and run to catch up with them. It takes me a little longer to do that. But if you'll stay with us tonight for a little while, I hope the Lord will help us to give us something we can go home with tonight saying, "I was glad
when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, Jesus was telling us something here, amen, that I feel is very important and certainly relates to the day and the hour in which we are living now. Amen. He said to us to be wise as serpents. He didn't say to act like serpents or to hiss like serpents. Amen. Or to bite like serpents. But he did say for us to be wise as serpents. I had never thought of a serpent, amen, as being wise until this verse of Scripture was brought to my attention. Amen. I had never thought. Matter of fact, amen, I just about, if I wouldn't be out of order to say it, I hate them. Amen. I mean that. I mean, when I see one, that just something goes all over me. Amen. If I see one crossing the road, amen, I'd just about run my car off the road to get it. Amen. Amen. I never did think much about a serpent being wise. But Jesus told us to be wise as serpents. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm feeling better now. Glory to God. Amen. As long as a serpent is stretched out lengthwise, amen, he is unprotected. Amen. He's at the mercy of any animal or man that passes by. It doesn't take much effort or much cunningness or much strategy to kill a snake or to wound it or to injure it as long as it is stretched out, whether it be relaxed or whether it be traveling. Amen. As long as it is stretched out, most of the time, if you see a snake in your backyard, amen, it's relaxed. That is a very dangerous position to be in. Amen. And I feel tonight that God is trying to send a warning to the church world. Don't get relaxed. Amen. Don't get relaxed. It's dangerous. Amen. You are exposing yourself to the enemy. Amen. You're exposing yourself to all kind of animals. You're exposing yourself to anything that may come by. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. He said, be wise as serpents. Amen. Now, glory to God. You ever notice how a serpent protects itself? Amen. Hallelujah. A serpent protects itself with itself. Hallelujah. Amen. A serpent, when it is has a premonition, if you want to call it that, or an instinct that God gave it, that it's in danger. Something, amen, is near that you are volatile to. Amen. Get yourself protected. So what does it do? It takes and starts to coiling itself. Amen. Are y'all listening? Amen. And it puts its body on top of its body in a circular, amen, position until the only thing left on top is the head. And it sticks up like this. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. I hate snakes now. If y'all will stay with me, we'll get to something after a while. Amen. Amen. In that position, you see, you cannot get to the lower or the ring that is closest to the earth without getting to the round that's on top of that. And you cannot bother the second to the bottom, amen, until you get the one on top of that. And you cannot get the one, the third one from the bottom until you get the one on top. Matter of fact, you can't even touch that snake's body until you get past its head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know that we are members of one body? We are members of His body. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. You good pastors, I'm a pastor. Brother Wyatt's a pastor. We've got pastors here tonight. But we are not the head of this great church. We are the under-shepherds. Amen. The Son of God, Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Is the head of this church. And if the church will stay in the position that God ordained it to be, to protect itself from any outside force that would bring harm and division to it, it is in the position where the head can protect it and sustain it and preserve it. I am told, I'm not a snake expert, and I don't intend to be. But I am told that the tighter that a snake will coil itself, the further it can spring with its head. Amen. You have never in your life seen a snake sloppily coil itself.
That's right.
It takes very particular pride, amen, in how it appears, amen, to the passerby. I don't know what state it is or what country it is even, really. Well, I don't know whether it's a state flag or a country flag. But I seen a flag the other day, amen, and it had the emblem of a snake on it, coiled, and with his head sticking up and his fangs out, amen, and it had the caption inscribed on the flag, "Don't tread on me." Amen. Hallelujah. How can I tell you, amen, that as long as the church stays in the position that God ordained her to be, amen, the world cannot fool with you. The world can't, amen, amen, the world cannot pull you apart. the world. You are a dangerous species. Amen to sin. Amen. You can work havoc to the devil's kingdom. You can, amen, suffer a fatal blow to the hordes of hell that would stick up their hoary head to bring division to the body of Christ. Amen. The head, the Son of God, will see to it that you are kept by his power. I'm going to have to be careful here. I'm not going to get to the doves.
You just help yourself.
Hallelujah. The devil is no stupid idiot.
That's right. That is right.
He is not a dumbbell, as some people would like for you to believe he is. He is cunning and he is crafty. He is subtle above all beasts.
Right.
And he knows that he cannot destroy the church from without.
Amen.
I remember, and I'm not that old. Amen. My hair's turning gray and turning loose. And amen. Teeth falling out. I'm not that old. But I remember when they used to stick hickory sticks in the windows and knock people on the head trying to break up the Holy Roller meeting.
It didn't work.
Throw rotten eggs. Amen. Get matered. Y'all don't know what that is. That's tomatoes thrown at you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know what that is. We have experienced it. Amen. But I'll tell you what. The heart of the devil fought from without our ranks. The greater explosion took place within our ranks.
Yeah.
Amen. And God multiplied and God blessed and God added to the church. And the body of Christ was blessed. Amen. But it is when the forces of the enemy began to work within our own ranks. Amen. To where we no longer stood together. We no longer coiled with one another. We no longer pulled together. But we pulled apart. And that's when we became, amen, in a position to where the enemy could suffer a fatal blow to the church. I want to tell you, it is not the will of God for, amen, preachers to fight among themselves. It is not the will of God, amen, for board members to squabble among themselves. It is not the will of God for the laity, amen, to pick at each other and strike at each other with a serpent's nature. But it is the will of God that we coil and protect one another and keep the adversary, the devil, from treading upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that is purchased with his blood. Psalms 133:1. Behold, that's an important word. That's a very important word. And whenever you see that word in the Bible, amen, it wants to get your attention. It's got something important that's coming on. Amen. When it says, behold, there's an announcement that's here. Amen. It's God that's talking. Amen. Listen to what's got to be said here. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, to dwell together in unity. That's it. You know what that, what root word that word unity comes from? Unit. One.
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 Jesus prayed in John chapter 17. Amen. He is praying to his Father, if you will. Take that for what it's worth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, Father, I pray that you would make them one. Who is he to make one? Amen. Who is to be one? Who? We all. I know y'all are from the South. Amen. Hey. Amen. We, the body of Christ, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. The same Father, the same elder brother, members of the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. Among them that are sanctified, if you will. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Now, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What's it like? Compare it with something. Oh, he said, I know. I remember. It is like the precious ointment. It is like, what's like the precious ointment? That good unity that we find among the church. Some of you folks are getting cold on me. Pull back up to this fire. I've just felt a chilling spirit. I don't like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to tell you, we are of his body. This is his body. It is not your body. It is not mine. It is his body. Hallelujah. And this glorious unity that is found. He said, be wise as serpents. What do you mean? Amen, brother. I am to protect you.
Right.
And you. And you. But it may cost me. You are right. If you're identified with this sanctified bunch, if you're identified with this holy roller bunch, it will cost you. You may suffer some setbacks in life. You may suffer a blow, amen, from that slew foot the devil. But remember one thing. You are defending the body of Christ. Amen. It's become almost the end thing these days. Amen. To see how much dirt we can bring up against each other until we have destroyed, amen, what little unity there is in this unity, amen, of the spirit left. God wants us to pull our ranks together. God wants us to get our hearts together, to get our spirits together, to get our faith together. We are in this thing together. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. Oh, that was special anointing. Not just anybody could have that anointing, that Aaron. Amen. This belonged to the priesthood. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm a loser. Somebody got off the bandwagon.
Come on. Come on. Come on, preach.
It not only run down his head and his beard, but plumb down on the skirts of his garment. That's precious. Oh, you ever been in a holiness meeting where the glory of God was so powerful? Just seemed like your whole fiber shook. Anybody didn't have to sing you into a frenzy. Amen. It was the glory that was there. Hallelujah. Didn't anybody have to get you worked up? Amen. There was something there that was present. It was already there. What is it, Brother Savage? It's that precious unity that only comes upon them that are sanctified and of the household of faith. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know, as long as there is dissension between husband and wife, the Bible said in Peter that their prayers are hindered.
All right, that's true. That's true. That is true.
Right. Amen.
Bitter out of soul.
Amen.
Bitter heart.
Amen. You'll never get the blessing. He said, this blessing the Lord has commanded it. Amen. Amen. Why has the Lord commanded it? Because there's no other place it can be found except upon those brethren, amen, that are in the unity of the Spirit. And it said, how good and how pleasant. Another translation said, this is wonderful. Hallelujah. You can't find this anywhere. Let the church protect itself.
Right. That's right.
Refuse to allow dissension and divisions and isms to pull us apart. For we are of his body.
Right.
I'll give you an experience that I had some months ago. And I'll tell you my experience, because I'm sure you'd rather me talk about me than me talk about you. But now, if you'll tell me something about yourself, I'll be glad to talk about you. Instead of me. But a dear friend of mine, and he was a dear friend of mine, out of my presence, when I was not present, in a special meeting of which many, many preachers were there, amen, said something without calling my name, amen, in particular, but said something that was kind of a slap at me. Y'all ever had that done?
All right. Yeah.
No, I guess they're all in Virginia.
All in Virginia.
And one of Job's messengers always is able to get the message to you.
Yeah, sure is. Come on.
Of course, in the process, they don't always tell it just like it was. And so they delivered the message. And at that time, amen, at that time, I mean, it made my blood coil. I got hot in the collar. Of course, all of us boy fellers like that are in Virginia, I'm sure. It's not any other.
All right. Come on, preach, brother.
And if I could have found or located that feller at that particular moment, well, amen, we'd have had problems. I mean, but the Lord was good and merciful. Amen. Hello.
All right.
And as far as I know, to this day, he yet is unaware of really what he said. But the devil made it seem to be bigger to me than what it was.
All right.
That's always the case. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. And so the Lord was gracious enough to where I couldn't locate him. Amen.
That's good. That's the Lord.
Before service time that night, I had to go home and get ready. And while I was getting ready, the sweet Holy Ghost come by and started dealing with my heart. Amen. And said, you got no business feeling that way, no matter what happens. Would you feel that way if so-and-so hadn't even told you that so-and-such and such a thing was said? No, Lord, I don't guess I would have. Amen. You didn't hear it. Why don't you just leave it to me? Amen. And bear it on the cross and commit it to the Lord. Wise as serpents, do not allow yourself to feel ill toward your brother or anybody within the household of faith or without the household of faith. Grab yourself by the nape of the neck. Crown your head on the altar and under the altar if you have to. But keep your spirit right with God. Amen. For you see, amen, if we're not careful, we're going to get stretched out. And the enemy of our soul will separate us from the head. Amen. And our life will be gone. Our spiritual experience will die. Hallelujah. Amen. But if we can stay wrapped up with one another and wrapped up with God and Christ being the head of the church, amen. God will do a work of his spirit and power among us. I read this little piece the other day, and I thought so much of it, I wrote it down, and I didn't want to forget it. And I'm going to read it to you tonight because I don't want to mess it up. Glory to God. And it's called Mutiny in the Body. If a man's members did not work together, but each had a will and a way of its own, here's what would happen. The members generally would begin to find fault with the belly for spending an idle, luxurious life. While they, the other members, were wholly occupied in laboring for the belly's support and ministering to its wants and its pleasures.
All right. All right.
So the members entered into a conspiracy to cut off all the supplies from the belly. The hands were no longer to carry food to the mouth, nor the mouth to open to receive the food. The teeth refused to chew it up. The tongue rebelled to swallow it. Boy, ain't we getting in a mess. And it's not long, amen, after they persisted in this course of starving the belly into subjection, not long until they all began one by one to get and the hand could no longer raise its fingers to the mouth. Amen. The mouth could no longer open. And the teeth could no longer chew. And the tongue could no longer swallow.
That's what's happened, brother. Amen. I will be faithful. Amen.
Mutiny in the body.
All right. That's it.
Oh, God. Amen. And it's not long until the entire body, every member, hands, toes, amen, teeth, amen, what few there are left, and the tongue, and the mouth, and the jaws, and every member of this body is starved to death unto a skeleton.
Right.
And has unable to move and motivate itself about, amen, to do its chores any longer. For in thinking it's going to have a conspiracy against the belly, amen, they failed to realize that the belly was a needful part of this body. For the belly, though cumbersome and ugly, amen, and big, amen, as it is that part of this human body, amen, that digests this food and extracts from it the liquids, and from the liquids takes the vitamins and the nutrients, amen, and distributes it to every other part of that body. Amen. I want to tell you, we are members of his body, and we need one another. Somebody said to me not too long ago, amen, they said, I can live for God and not go to church. I said, you might can, but you won't. You won't. Amen. You need the fellowship of the saints. You need every member in this body. Hallelujah. Brethren, as preachers of the gospel, we may feel like we can pull ourselves apart and expect ourselves from the rest of the body and survive. Amen. We might can for a while, but it'll not be long till we'll have starved our own selves. Amen. Hell, help me, Lord. We need the fellowship of every other member of this great body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Strike out at another member in the church if you want to. Strike out at the preacher for preaching the truth. Amen. And stepping on your toes if you want to. But you'll pay the price by spiritual starvation.
Right.
I haven't got to where I want to go. Be ye wise as serpents.
Right.
But don't have the serpent's bite, nor the serpent's poison.
I've had people talk to me, church members, and it wasn't so much of what they said, but it was the spirit that emanated from them, and you could sense the poison that was protruding out of their system and striking at anything and everything within distance. Amen. Jesus said to us to be wise as serpents. That is to protect ourselves as serpents. Somebody said, well, I have rights. Amen. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. That's his business. He's the head. He'll take care of any